first episode of Throwback Tuesday. About goddamn time.
We've been talking about this for shit, April.
Months now. 2 months now.
Yeah, it was about when Pain and Gain, because we said we're going to do a review for Pain and Gain, and we never did.
That's right. Actually, I saw that in the comments. Someone wants to give me a review or whatever, but I'll give them that on the next episode of Movie Spoilers. I'm your host, the Phenomenal One.
I am Z from I Open Podcast.
And I'm from Movie Spoilers, whatever. And this is our first ever crossover show that we'll be doing. And like Z's been saying, we've been talking about this for.
A long time.
We've been very busy. Well,
I know, I'm shooting a movie and you got a new co-host to break in for
yeah,
Movie
exactly.
Spoilers.
And Z is doing this with me now, or whatever. So we're gonna be doing some work together. So yeah, we've been keeping in touch. Let's just say that.
We pretty much talk daily.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I think me and Z are building something here where we might have our own future. He might have to start filling in sometimes, you know, when I'm not around.
When fuck when are if you weren't around, Movie Spoilers would not exist.
That is true. That
I mean, come on. I'm giving you a big ego, but come on.
that is true. Whatever. Well, you know, hey, well, you know, you got your movie coming out, whatever. You know, you want to give a little promo real quick, though?
There's really no promo. It's not finished yet.
Oh, okay. Well, then, hey, well, then, never mind.
It's going on 5 months today. And you know what? This movie is supposed to take place in the winter.
That's cool then. I guess we are reviewing the first movie that is appropriate for that then, because it deals with kind of like what our first meetup was.
Oh, yes, I would say so. But we treated you better, though.
Yes, I will say that. Well, you did. I don't know about
Before we start, do you want to give people what Throwback Tuesday is all about?
Yeah, Throwback Tuesdays is pretty much every Tuesday. Even though it's Sunday. But this will be posted on Tuesday. They don't know that. But we'll be doing pretty much older movies. Before me and Lena started reviewing movies before that time, whatever, because me and Z, after Lena quit, whatever, he was happy to jump on board with this, whatever, and I was coming up with all kinds of ideas what I want to do, and I kind of want to review some older films too, whatever, before I got into this press business, if you will, or whatever. And I thought it'd be interesting or whatever if we, because me and Chad, me and Z, sometimes we have some similar opinions and sometimes we don't. So I threw in an idea or whatever. What if we only see movies that are worth either a see it or fuck it and see what our differences would be on it or whatever?
Exactly, and we're gonna have what, 1 week good movie, 1 week bad movie?
We'll keep going back and forth just like that, whatever. And we'll see. I'll see. He'll pick one, I'll pick one, and then we'll see either if he enjoyed it enough to give it a see it or fuck it, and then that's when the argument begins.
And the cool thing that the fans get to vote on the movies.
Exactly. So that will be awesome to see, and I can't wait to see. I'm glad we got this first episode, actually, so we can move on with this.
But we're obviously doing District 9 today, which was voted on our Facebook page for Album Pictures and Movie Spoilers. And the bad movie, which was Gamer. Which was a bad movie.
I'm not gonna say nothing because I might give it a see again.
That's for next show. That's next show. Whenever that is, but that's for next show.
That'll be for next show, whatever. You never know. It could be next week. Could be the week before. You never know. You know?
But it's every Tuesday. You can check us out on iOpenPodcast.com. I believe
And
that's the
movie
web.
spoiler and moviespoilerspodcast.com.
Wait, is that the new website? I don't know what the new
Yeah.
web for iOpen Podcast.
You don't even know those.
No, they lost it.
Yeah, I know, and they changed it or whatever. And I have it here or whatever, but I just never.
Oh, it's
Yeah, it's
EOPpodcast.com.
EOP or whatever. I could have sworn it was yeah. So let's do
Okay.
that
You can listen to our shows on EOPodcast.com.
and moviespoilerspodcast.com.
And Blogspot. You saw a Blogspot too, right?
Yeah, I still have Blogspot, so moviespoilerspodcast.blogspot.com as well, whatever. Where I still, you know, that has a little hole in my heart for me, so I keep it, you know, for older episodes.
Yeah, you gotta have that remembrance.
Yeah, I gotta have that memory of how it all started or whatever before I got rid of that bitch.
Oh!
I
Snap!
mean, Z's like, I didn't sign up for this.
I like Lena.
I did too. I'm joking.
She unfriended me. I don't know why. But maybe you can see us on iTunes. Maybe I'll get Husky to put us on iTunes as well. So.
Okay, that might be cool too, whatever. I think that probably would be fitted well instead of just cramming it all in with the other stuff, whatever. But yeah, we'll see how it works.
Yeah, so.
So District 9, I gotta say I'm a little excited to talk about this because I loved this movie when I first saw it, and I remember saying nobody's gonna see this.
Did you see it in theaters?
Yeah, I saw it in theaters.
I didn't. I actually bought it when it was on Blu-ray. I didn't even watch it, and I bought it. I do that
What
sometimes.
made you buy it?
I go on spending sprees on DVDs all the time, and this was one of them.
That's what I think too. Every time I hear you talk about a movie, you always say, "I never saw it in theater, but I bought it." And I'm always going like, "What made him buy that movie? I wonder."
I don't know. I just kind of be like, oh, I've heard so much good things. I'm just gonna buy it, you
Yeah.
know? But I'm happy with what I got because it is actually a fantastic movie. Peter Jackson produced it.
I remember seeing this in theater, and nobody was in that theater, dude.
It made money. It made huge money, but I guarantee you it didn't make a huge bank here in the United States.
No, that is right though. It did make a lot of money because it had that cult following it after. I want to hear it saying that it was the word of mouth that got people to go see this, whatever. So much that this movie became such a cult following that so much people are just petitioning for a sequel. We're waiting to see that District 10 or whatever, and whatever Charlton Heston plays in now, whatever. Because of this movie, I love him in anything now.
What was the last movie I saw? Oh, A-Team.
A-Team.
He was great in that.
He was great as Matt Murdock, whatever. And I don't know why people had so much problems with that movie, whatever.
I liked A-Team.
I did too, whatever. I was like, this is a fun action flick though for
Yep,
the
it
summer.
was. I liked all their chemistry, but maybe we'll
Yeah.
do that for another show.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, we should do that one for another show and piss people off by giving them to see.
But yeah, it made $210 million worldwide, only 115 from Canada and US. So it was kind of a success on a $30 million budget.
That budget is very impressive, I gotta say, because we recently just watched it, and the shit I saw in that movie, I was like, wow, there's a lot of shit. They had an alien robot in this movie.
I know, and the special effects were. I can't believe it cost 30 million. I
Yeah.
mean, Copley wasn't a name. He wasn't. This was pretty much his first feature. He did a lot of TV shows. I believe he's European.
Yeah, he's actually I forgot where I think he's from. God, I can't remember where he's from actually.
Let me look it. But.
He's from South Africa.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Yeah, he is South African or whatever. I was like, wait a minute, I know you were. I think the only name I recognized in here when I first saw this was the guy that was playing the president was William Allen Young, the black guy. He was, and I only remember him from TV shows and stuff like that, whatever. But everybody else in here looked unknown or whatever. So I guess that's maybe one of the reasons why, whatever. But back on the budget, whatever. As far as what I saw in the special effects, is one good special effect in here was him turning into the alien before he transformed fully, the whole arm thing and his skin just falling off, whatever. I thought that looked great.
Oh, that was just awesome. And yeah, 'cause like you said, the actors were nobodies. They really were. They were probably off, you know, friends and maybe director. You know, they probably just said, because Peter Jackson, who, this is right, I want to say right after Lord of the Rings. A couple.
Actually, yeah, 2009. This came out in 2009. I want to say fall of 2009, if I recall.
August.
August. So yeah, August 2009. So,
So this.
yeah, I guess so. The year before, if I'm not mistaken, and around the winter.
Yeah, so the studio must have had some faith in it to put it in a summer.
Yeah, that is some good points, whatever. And I don't think most stuff like this, whatever. That take place in South Africa.
Here's a little fun fact for you, since you're a gamer like me.
Yeah.
Neil Blomkamp, who's the director,
Yes.
he was gonna do Halo,
Yeah, exactly.
but he did this instead.
I want to say he did do Halo.
I think this is his Halo.
Because I know the Halo project was supposed to be worked on after this, whatever. And he's also making the sci-fi film this year, Elysium,
With Matt Damon.
Yeah, and also Charlton, no, I think I want to say Charlton Cole plays a minor character. He's like not a big character. He's just like in the background, whatever. But I think he might be. But he's saying that this is like it has t not tie-ins, but more of like just little here's nods there, whatever. That it kind of ties in with District 9.
Yeah, it's pretty much Matt Damon, Jodie Foster, Charlton Copley. That's pretty much it.
So yeah, Charlton Copley is in there, whatever, and it's not District 10, but goddamn it, he need to get working on
I
that.
know. And Peter Jackson, he's just doing Hobbit, so.
Yeah, he got all the time in the fucking world, whatever. I mean, straight...
Yeah, he's filming that now. Well, he's actually done, probably, right, with all of them?
yeah, exactly, whatever, because they already got I was at WonderCon earlier this year, and they already showed us screenshots of the movie and everything, and they're working. I was like, okay, well, it looks like they're halfway done with this shit.
Yeah, because they pretty much did it like Lord of the Rings, back to back to back.
Yeah, so by the way, I don't know how they're making a third one because in the second one they make it to the dragon. So I mean,
Spoiler, I haven't seen Hobbit yet.
I haven't seen the second one either, but that's what they said at the panel I went to, and I'm just sitting here going like, what the fuck is that gonna be about then?
Oh, you want to get into the movie?
Yeah, so why don't you give us a plot synopsis here?
Well, back in 1982, a large alien spaceship. That spaceship was huge.
That spaceship looked really good too, by the way. I gotta say,
Dude,
that was probably the.
it reminded me of Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
I was gonna say that's probably one of the best spaceships I've ever seen in a movie.
I think that was bigger jo than Johannesburg. I swear to God, it was bigger.
I think it covered the whole city up actually, or whatever. I mean, there was what is it, 2.5 million of aliens living in the spaceship itself?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, so I mean, damn, if it was that shit, that's all of Africa right there.
It is. It is.
Well, I felt right at home watching this movie for once. I gotta say, seeing all the Negro natives,
Were you offended?
Yeah, no. Well, at first I kept saying, are they trying to say the aliens are us?
But
Hey, you invaded their country. I love the one black dude. He's like, they. I don't know where they got to go, but they can't stay here. They got to go home. I don't care where they go. Just go.
yeah,
I said,
that
cool.
was
I
they,
said,
that
just like in America, they put the most snaggletooth, no head black nigga on TV. Like,
just like on the news.
yeah, just like our local hero.
I don't know if you follow the news big
Oh,
time,
God.
but there's like in Cleveland, I want to say last week, this girl that
Yes.
was abducted, pretend these three girls were abducted.
Yeah.
They broke out, and this black guy, that neighbor, he says, "Yeah, I know something's up when a white woman runs into a black man's arms." I'm like, "What?"
I said, damn, why they let this nigga get on camera? It's almost as if the news media saw him and said, that's the man? Yes!
Because you know
Get the
why?
story.
It's gonna be a YouTube sensation.
Oh my god, it's already a YouTube since they auto-tuned that shit.
Like, hide your kids, hide your wife, or
Yeah, like
whatever.
Mr. Antoine Dots on there, but
Or ain't
yeah.
got no time for that.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. Goddamn, black people, you just, it'd be wonder why I talk shit about you. At least in this movie, these Africans, what they were, well, they were really pretty violent. I gotta say, there were some violent ass Africans. I like the one dude in the wheelchair. He just, I want that arm. Where did you get this power? I want
Yeah, I know. That was so fucked
that. That dude was the scariest villain I've ever seen. This right now.
It's just, I don't know if this is true that they believe in that stuff down there.
You know,
But
there is some people that believe down there in that area, or whatever. That well, I've read about that they do stuff like that, like witchcraft and everything. But I mean, to go to this extent,
it seemed like it was like voodoo from like New Orleans.
what I want to know is what was it like? I would have loved to have been on set just to see it. It almost felt like as if they wasn't filming them. They didn't let these guys know they were filming a movie.
But watching the beginning where they're showing everything about back with the spaceship and the people talking, I swear I thought it was a found footage movie.
I did too, actually, whatever. It almost had, it threw a hint at it as it was being a found footage movie, though, whatever, because at the beginning and the end, you see people giving interviews, whatever, on camera, whatever, and you see Charlton Copley's character, who plays Wickus, he's giving monologue speeches too, whatever, and you're going like, so this is before this all happened, whatever. So it almost makes it seem like it is a found footage. I'm trying to remember a movie that there was a movie last year that came out that was like part found footage and part not or whatever. I can't remember what it was now. God damn
Devil Inside.
We're not gonna talk about
I
that.
well, they get back in the movie. The aliens are discovered in the spaceship and they're sick or dying, right?
Pretty much the government pretty much says, fuck that shit. They're not gonna be hiding in a spaceship. We're gonna crack it open because exactly that noise that just got made. God damn,
I try my best.
damn, see, that's how much good our connection is. See? Our chemistry is that tight.
It's awesome.
It's almost as good as that though, whatever. They pretty much say to hell with that. We're not letting waiting on them to come out. So, just like I was about to say, filthy Americans we are, or whatever. We just said, hey, open up.
Yeah, and this weird thing is they pretty much they capture the aliens and they've this is when Wickus goes on his the eviction notices. This is 28 years, and you can see the
Weird.
camp. It's like a Nazi camp.
Concentration camp. Yeah.
Yes.
Which was weird to see because I've never seen anything like that for an alien movie. Usually, when you see an alien movie, it's an alien invasion. They blow up some important building we have, and then next, we go to war. We're losing in the beginning or whatever. Then we find some way to beat them, and then all hell cheering 4th of July is coming and all that bullshit,
I know.
whatever. Well, one, they were actually serving eviction notices to the aliens. I said, what in the hell is this?
And they talk about they're moving them to a better zone, which was, I believe, was District 9, right? Or they
It
were in
was
District.
District 10, yeah.
This, yeah. So they're trying to move them, and I don't know, did they pay rent or what?
Because when Charlton Copley was asking one of the signings, he's like, it's free, it's not. I was like, so were you charging them to live in this scrapyard?
Are you?
Damn, this really is in Africa.
The fucked up thing they had was it the crime lord, the guy in the wheelchair? Who I don't think they ever said his name.
I'm trying to look him up, but I can't find a photo of that dude or whatever. But
Oh,
that.
it's Ubsi Anjo.
Oh my God, that dude. I'll say this even now, whatever. I'm not just speaking with 2009. He's got to be the scariest villain I've ever just looked. They show a scene when he's just like when Charlton Copley's walking past him, and they're laughing, talking about, don't look him in the eye. He's dangerous, though, whatever. And he has this look in his eye like, you fucking white devil, I find you. He had this look in his eye, and I was just standing there. I was like, man, I wouldn't fuck with him.
I know, and then what he pretty much ran District, the human portion of District 9, and you had, they're selling weapons
To the
and
aliens.
hookers, and they were having hookers for the aliens. You want human hookers?
Just what I saw and seen, or whatever. But it just goes to show you how. Also, not only the whole alien thing, but it just goes to show you how fucked up South Johannesburg is, whatever. Because you got guards and what was it, the MNC or something like that?
MNU.
MNU walking by, and they know they're crime lords, but they don't do shit to them. They're selling drugs and shit and guns and shit right in front of them, and they're just walking past them like, don't fuck with them or whatever. It's like, well, damn, they must be dangerous then.
But yeah, MNU is just a private military company that just they pretty much help Wickus. They're pretty much his, what do you want to quote, bodyguards. Except one guy who I liked a lot.
Was it the main the head guy?
Kubus Venter. Yeah, the bald guy.
Where have I seen him before? I've seen him somewhere.
I thought the exact same thing.
He has that familiar face about him, but no, that guy was a badass, whatever. I really liked him in the movie too. Every character in here, I didn't have not one single problem with them.
I did not like the dad,
The
his
father.
father-in-law.
Father was a bastard, man. Like his son-in-law was strapped to once to move things here. Once 'cause he's evicting people or whatever, and he finds like this, I don't know what this was. It was like fuel or something like that, I guess, some black goo or whatever.
Yeah. Well,
And
it was found by the three aliens, which who are Christopher Johnson,
Christopher.
his son, and the friend. And before we get into this, what did you think of the aliens, how they looked?
I actually like the designs of them, how they were like grasshopper types.
He looks weird.
They looked very weird, or whatever, which I thought was like creative at first. And I see where the money was being cheap at or whatever on the alien designs, or whatever. But I like that I was seeing something different than your usual aliens with the tentacles and stuff like that.
Or
Yeah.
what was the alien? He kind of had a battleship. The aliens in battleship, what they look
Yeah,
like.
alien and battleship, whatever. When they looked human, but they kind of had like the goatee with the spikes or whatever. They kind of like Weirded Al space jockeys.
Exactly.
I was like, man, they didn't put no effort into this, and I bet it cost more than
But they did good. They call them prawns in the movie, which is the
yeah,
derogatory term.
pretty much for black people. Yeah.
Which is funny that when Wiccus is evicting them and they're talking in their like native tongue, the aliens, that he understood them.
He understands him, whatever, and I guess that's what we're supposed to admit, that like that's kind of his job to do, I guess, whatever, which I thought was pretty cool.
Well, they didn't really say what his job was.
No, we just found out he just got promoted, so we didn't know what he was to do, whatever. We just know he's evicting people,
Yeah.
which I can't get over that he's evicting aliens. I don't
But you
I do
got
not.
Christopher Johnson, his son, and a friend, just a normal alien, no name. They're looking for something, some fluid. And they find it, and right before Wiccus discovers, was going to evict them, they hide it, and he finds it. And somehow it sprays all over him.
They did a poor ass job of hiding it. I guess. I want to know. Well, okay. One thing I do have, not even a problem. Well, I have a question more. Why didn't Christopher just take it with him? He was hiding behind the shack and just ran off.
That's a damn good question.
Like, why did he hide it or whatever? He could obviously, if he got away, I was like, man, he could have just took it back to his place or whatever, because they wasn't in his shed.
That's a great point. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Why didn't he just do it? But if he did, there'd be no movie.
Yeah, that is true, whatever. And even though that's like I guess a plot hole, if you will, whatever, it doesn't take you out of the movie, though.
No, it doesn't. It kind of, I mean, you see Wiccus get covered with the stuff, and I think he starts throwing up, right?
Yeah, he starts throwing up and shit. He starts spitting on, and he's like, "Get the fucking camera out of my face," because they're filming this as he goes along, whatever. So, like you said, it's almost found footage type in a way, kind of like on set found footage, if you will.
Yeah, and then, they go to Christopher because his friend, because Christopher and his son are hiding, and his friend somehow he hits the soldier.
Yeah, he throws his ass against the one of those wacky ass
Oh,
blue sheds.
did you see the one soldier get kicked and he died? He pretty much blew
Yeah.
up. But this soldier gets hit, flies, hits into a shack, and he
Yeah.
gets up like, whatever. Ain't got no time for that.
I'm sorry, when these alien whenever it looked like an alien was touching someone, if it was look like they hit you, your body would explode and shit. 'Cause there was a scene where one of the aliens was trying to take the tires off the car or whatever, and
Yeah.
this one dude walked up on him or whatever, and he started like giving him shit or whatever. So that alien kicked the fuck out of him. His arm flew off. I said, "Damn."
Those must be strong ass fuckers.
I'd love to see Superman fight these.
Yeah, but Wiccus gets his arm broken. His little train, the other trainee guy gets. I don't think anything happened to him.
Nah, nothing happened to him, because that's when the bald guy showed up, the main military guy, whatever. He shows up and like pretty much puts him down, or whatever. And he's teasing this alien too. He's like, "Why don't you get up?" Whatever. And I was like, "Oh my God, this dude is sick."
Dude, that guy was a pure badass. He was.
What's the dude in Avatar that was the cat,
Oh
the
my
military
God,
guy?
let me look it up, 'cause he was in that show on Fox.
Yeah, that guy and this guy, that's who he reminded me of as far as like his acting. I was like, oh my God, they're both sick motherfuckers.
That's, you brought up a great point, 'cause that's where I told you that this movie reminded me so much of Avatar.
Well, they both deal with some black, I mean,
His name's Stephen Lang.
Stephen Lang, that is a huge motherfucker or whatever. But him and this dude that was in this movie, District 9 or whatever, they need to team up in a military movie somewhere. I don't know if it's
Yep.
G.I. Joe Part 3 or whatever, but.
Yeah, because they both were the same. They were both badasses.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
And I like
like
both of them.
it's like they were like sons of F. Lee Emery, or
Yeah, exactly. They were like a mirror image of each other, actually.
they were great.
But
So.
this is where he runs into Chris or whatever, and then he starts throwing up. What you thinking? Like, it's no big deal, whatever. Because this movie did something I was like shocked by, whatever. And as far as when they go to the burger stand, once they leave, he starts bleeding black shit out of his nose, whatever. I can't even call it blood because it was like straight pure black as those Negroes in Africa.
It was, I don't know what it was, 'cause it was just bleeding. I mean, when he went back to MNU, they captured him 'cause his arm was broke, and they saw what was going on. They were gonna, fix him. They took off his
Yeah.
cast, and all of a sudden his hand's the alien arm.
How good did that look?
That looked perfect.
That arm looked freaking perfect. I'm telling you, like fucking perfect. Like I saw that, I was like, wow, this looks really good for $30 million. Like when I saw it curled up, even I jumped on. I was like,
I
oh
mean, you kind of figured that was going to happen. You kind of were
yeah.
waiting for it because his arm's in a cast, you kind of waiting for it. But just how it looked, oh my God, it was perfect. It was perfection. It really
It
was.
looked perfected or whatever. I gotta say, it really doesn't cost much to make a good special effect because that arm, like you
No.
said, looked perfect. I was looking at that like, wow, that looks amazing. I'm blown away by this already.
Yeah, but then they start they the his stepdad, or his father-in-law, I'm sorry, starts using him to shoot the alien weaponry that the aliens can use. Their
Yeah.
DNA is the only thing that can use it.
So they pretty much turned him into a military guinea pig or whatever, and they're pretty much harvesting over his body like, well, we need to cut out his organs or whatever, and no part of this guy can live, whatever. We need to start giving him now, whatever, so we can figure out how this works. And because every other government in the world be fighting, paying top dollar for this or whatever, and I'm like, really?
I think they would, because
Yeah, they
cause
would.
you
They
saw
would.
what they made Wiccus do. They brought out the one alien and just sitting there, and you can see it on Wiccus's face that he felt sorry for the aliens.
It was really a great acting on his part, in this part, whatever. Because he's strapped to a chair, and they got him. They're tasing his arm, or whatever, to press the trigger on the gun or whatever. And there was even a scene where he shot the hand where he used the human hand, where it was saying, "Oh, his pretty much this is fused with his tissues now, or whatever." So they were looking at that like, well, with that scene where he shot that alien, you could see just him shaking or whatever. It almost looked like his face was turning pale blue.
I know it was actually a very powerful scene with him, just 'cause you can see his pain that he did not want to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And so we get to a scene where he's strapped to a table, and they're pretty much saying we need to harvest his body out. And he's trying to grab on his father-in-law's arm, and his father-in-law just takes his arm and throws it. I was like, "Damn, what the f
I know.
this is a dick." Like, what did he do to you?
His dad's like, do it. He didn't give a shit. It's like, you met his wife because they talk started talking about him, which kind of made me wonder, this was all past tense.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's almost found footage type too, though. That's
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. Because you see the wife and talk, she's talking about him the whole time in past tense, and you're like, what the fuck's going on? 'Cause he comes home before after he's covered, and he pukes on the cake.
gratuitously too, whatever. He's like puking like three times, whatever. I saw the scene where he tried to take a napkin and wipe it up, and he just passes out. I was like, damn, he's still a gentleman, even though he's still with those Negroes.
But he escapes, and then his father-in-law sends out Kubis and his crew to go find him.
And they're like, he's pretty much no good to us dead or whatever. I'm like, yeah, he is. Y'all was gonna cut him open, shit. Did you think he was gonna live?
And they goes to a burger stand, which is a cool scene. I like that scene because the media
Okay.
starts saying he had an alien STD. He's like fucking
Oh,
aliens, and
okay.
I'm like that is terrible.
Okay, they slander this dude's name to catch him or whatever. They pretty much put it in the media like he's dangerous. Stay 20 miles away from him. If you see him, he's had sex with aliens or whatever. And they put a picture on the TV of him behind an alien with his hands in the air and shit. I said,
He
oh.
looks like he's riding the horse.
Was ghost riding the whip.
And the people in the burger shack were like, "What?"
Okay, if you pause it at this scene, people, look at the alien's eyes. All right.
He was enjoying it.
I said, and Charlton Copley's telling the people, he's like, it isn't true. He's like, no. And then they look like, ugh. Okay. I said, all right, they didn't take this movie to a whole nother level now, right? I've never seen nothing done with aliens like this.
No, they don't. I mean, that's straight sick. It really is. I mean, Peter Jackson's a sick motherfucker.
Yeah, I gotta say this right now. He's a sick son of a bitch, actually, whatever. Because, damn, okay, who photoshopped that photo? I wanna know. I wanna know who did that shit right now. Did Peter Jackson put that shit together himself? He stayed up late night putting it together. He's like, now for the alien porn.
I can imagine him clicking the mouse with one hand, his other hand somewhere else.
Can see him multiple clicking it real quick. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Give it to me, Charlton.
Fap, fap,
Yeah,
fap.
spot for me.
Nate's probably then. It, then it's like Nate's probably got like Gandalf staring at him.
Gandalf's in the shadows and shit. He's like, I'll come back when you want to be alone. All right.
Or you got Orlando Bloom, you know.
Neil Blomkamp's not gonna do it. He's like, we're gonna finish this movie. We'll be finished in a minute. God, just let me finish the scene.
So,
People more interested in this than Peter Jackson was those fucking African gang lords or whatever, if you will. I don't know what they were, because that dude was just staring at the TV the whole time. And it's like, I want that power.
I know. I mean, it was a nice subplot.
It was a great subplot. I mean, it was, but that dude was creepy as fuck looking. Okay, this is how villainous he is. This dude doesn't do shit. He's in a wheelchair just staring the whole movie, and yet he was the creepiest, most scariest motherfucker I've ever seen in a movie.
And why wouldn't his own guys like go after like, "You're in a wheelchair, bitch. What are you gonna do to me?
Yeah, exactly. I
You
don't.
gonna roll over my foot?"
I don't understand how they set up like he's the baddest dude in here, and then when I see everybody else, how they're just like they just typical henchmen, and I see this dude, I'm like, but I don't understand why he's so threatening. No, he's in a wheelchair, and all these other guys are threatening too.
I know. So
But that whole subplot there was just I love that whole subplot. Just I mean, you could have took that the aliens out of the movie and had a movie about some shit like that or whatever. I think I still would have been freaked out.
the bad Professor X.
Yeah, the evil Professor X or the Voodoo X. Yeah.
That's who he was. But
Because
Wick is.
they have a narrative set up that like these guys believe in witchcraft and their whole thing is they want power and nobody messes with them or anything like that. And I'm just like, I see why. Shit.
Well, they showed a scene which I can't think it was a flashback or during the scene towards the end before all hell breaks loose, but they had some people like chop off the alien's hands or arms
And they
and
were
drink
eating
in
it.
its blood.
Yeah, and the dude in the wheelchair was like eating it, taking bites out of it. I was like,
It was, yeah, I don't know.
black people eat anything, I swear.
As long as it's barbecue.
He must have thought it was pig's feet. He
Oh
thought it was chitlins. That voodoo bitch was like, it's like drinking like it's Kool-Aid, my friend. Drink the cherry out of it.
Oh my God, that's so great. Oh.
He's like, collard greens, please, pass. Where's the cornbread, lady?
Give me some grape soda.
Grape soda. Give me the orange.
Oh my God. And then Wickus goes back to District 9 and he goes back to Christopher's shack and there's a spaceship underneath.
Which I guess Christopher set up that he had this for over 20 years, that it's taken him this long to get the fuel or whatever, and I would imagine it took him the 20 years to build this. It's just gonna show you these goddamn aliens were living in a concentration camp with Africans for I don't know how long. No wonder Africa's all fucked up.
I kind of was it the fuel that happened that got on the
See,
Wickus?
what was that?
Was that the fuel that got on him?
Yeah, it was the. I don't know what that was or whatever. Obviously, it was fuel, whatever the fuel was, but it probably had some other shit in there that I can only imagine. But that was what got on him and turned him into the turning into an alien thing. I love the whole slow turning of the whole how the arms start out, and then there's a scene before he decides, because they have a plan of like breaking into the MNU or whatever, and just stealing it back or whatever. And Charlton Copley's like, I'm not going along with that plan. It's a suicide mission or whatever. There's a scene with him without his shirt on at nighttime or whatever, and you can just see like the flesh wounds on his body or whatever, and like spikes sticking out. I was like,
His back
oh.
was sick.
Yeah, he was peeling off some of his skin, and you could see like that. I was like, oh, dude.
I loved his eye.
Oh, the eye was, once again, $30 million, and the special effects in this was just amazing or
I,
whatever.
you know what? I'm kind of curious. Did this win special effects for anything?
Look it up. This had to have won something.
Nominated.
Didn't, oh yeah, nominated for 4 Oscars, another 14 wins, and 52 nominations.
Best picture, best adapted screenplay, best visual effects, and best editing.
Oh, it didn't win. It was a nominee for Best Picture of the Year, so it didn't win, but it didn't even win a Golden Globe. Ain't that a
But
bitch?
it got Saturn Award. It's got some awards.
It's got something or whatever. But so yeah, we get to a scene where Charlton Copley gets a call from his wife, and she's like, I don't know what to believe anymore or whatever. I mean, I see the news, my dad's telling me stuff, whatever. Can you imagine being his wife and just turning on the news and be like, I wonder what they're telling them to tell you today or whatever. You turn it on, you see a picture of your husband behind some alien with his
Be like, oh, this ain't, this is horrible.
Is that Will? Oh my God. Is that Will? Oh my God, it's Wilkins. You know what would have been a great touch to the movie? It would have been like his mother passed away just 5 minutes later after seeing
She turns on Oprah, and all of a sudden it's a picture of him. Like, what the fuck? This ain't Oprah.
She turns on her stories. All my children has been canceled for this disturbing picture.
That was just a creepy picture.
I'm telling you, Peter Jackson photoshopped that shit himself.
He did.
He said, this hobbit shit ain't got nothing on this right here. I'm loving it. But, and by the way, all the aliens were men, so
How could you tell?
I don't know, but it just made it seem like it was just all men or whatever, so.
Because if you saw their clothing, like his friend Christopher wore like a freaking vest.
I know, and it was like a shirt cut up, and I thought it was a girl, but he said he had a son and everything, so I was like, oh, okay, well, it's like, I don't know how they reproduced in this movie as far as the alien. We don't know anything about them. Matter of fact, that's probably one of the best things of the movie. We don't know anything of the movie. The movie starts off already showing you a spaceship and shit stuck there, so.
Well, they get their weapons from MNU, and they retrieve the canister and go back to District 9. And
They get the weapons from the African dude, actually.
Oh yes, that's right.
Yeah, because he was like, we need weapons, and we was like, and I know where to get some. And I was like, he sure does feel comfortable just walking in there, but he's a man with nothing to lose, I guess. You know, because me, my black ass would have been like, oh, sir.
Here's a plot hole. Why didn't MNU take out Wickus from security? His stuff still worked.
Did he use security to
Yeah,
get in?
he used his eye scan.
Oh, did he? 'Cause I remember a scene where he did punch you know, that is a good. You know what? They do that shit in so many fucking movies. I remember saying that in the Olympus Has Fallen movie, for the where he was a president, special services or whatever and stuff, and he was gone for like years or whatever. They fired him like a year ago or whatever, and yet he still had access to everything. And I was like, how's that possible? So yeah, that is a plot hole, or whatever. Which is funny because they blow their way through the front doors, or whatever. So you just think like just gonna blow down every door with these guns, or which by the way, the alien weapons were cool as fuck.
They were, I mean, people were getting blown, they're pretty much blown to shit. And at
Especially that first gun where he gets the guns from the Africans or whatever, and that gun that's like a sound wave, or whatever, and it just blows people back. I was like, that's a badass gun right there.
You know, like Wickus, like this is a thing that I kind of I'm nitpicking on, but whatever. Wickus felt so he felt horrified to kill the alien,
Yeah.
but then when he kills humans, he was fine. And
Nitpick, though.
especially people he might know.
Yeah, because, well, I would assume he knows that he's been working with these guys this whole time, right?
Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, like you said, he has no problem killing these people or whatever, or even, you know, I guess it's just a desperate man in that situation. I guess we could say that. I mean, he's trying to get back to his wife. That's what the whole plot of this or whatever. He's doing this mainly for his wife. He's a, like I said, why would you even go to those Africans for guns, whatever? Because he's a man with nothing to lose, I guess. I know my black ass would, like I'm saying, I'm looking at that. I'd have been staring at the ground the whole time. Like, I just need some weapons. Here's some money, man.
But
Where did you get that arm? And the thing that African dude tells him before he leaves, because Wilkins is pointing a gun at him and saying, "Just stay back from me." He's like, "You come into my house, I take that power from you. We will be meeting again." I was like, I would have shot his ass right there. I would have used that gun he used, that sound wave gun, to blow all those people out. I would have lifted his ass out of that wheelchair and threw his ass across town or whatever. When a black man, I'll tell you what, when a black man look into your eyes and tell you some shit like that, you better be scared. Especially if
That
you're white.
you're right. That he was just a creepy character, and I really wonder if that was an actor.
Or whatever they were, or whatever was part of the movie. I think they. Let's keep going with this. Let's film. Let's keep
Do you
going with
believe in
this.
voodoo? Okay, we'll play with it.
We'll play along with that, whatever. Because some of the shit they do in here, I was just like, how do you get this from unknown actors that's never acted in their lifetime?
Well, they could be South. I mean, who knows? They can make movies in South Africa. They don't come here.
That is true. Yeah, because this whole movie, which is another great take of the alien thing too, is it takes place in South Africa. It doesn't take place in Washington. It doesn't take place in Los Angeles, New York,
Compton.
or yeah, Compton. You know, where NWA is at waiting for him. You know,
That would be an awesome movie.
that's what you're gonna see in District 10. You know, Eazy-E comes back, comes out of the
Maybe
grave.
Eazy-E will be an alien.
Yeah, he'll be with the aliens. He'll be flying the ship, actually.
Yeah.
Him and Biggie and Tupac.
But Christopher says he has to use all the fuel and he can cure Wiccus, but it tells him to take it's going to be 3 years.
Yeah, because he tells him pretty much, he's like, "I can turn you back, whatever, but it's going to take me about 3 years because I got to go back and get my people out of here, whatever." Because he sees them being like human, well, not human, alien experiments, and then the place they break into. And I was just like, "Well, what'd you think they were doing to you guys?"
But
Any government is fucked up government. Let's just say that.
this, yeah, it's true. But this Christopher, he must be like the smartest alien. He has a
Yeah.
fucking spaceship under a shack. He
He
can.
understood what he was talking about when he was evicting them, and all the other aliens didn't know, remember?
Yeah, they were like all he, they're all dumb. Or I think they were illiterate. I think can you read this? No.
Because I remember that Wickets was saying to the black guard, where he was like, "This one's a little smarter than usual. We'll have to play hardball." But I mean, he's like, "We're gonna take your son from you if you don't agree to sign this, whatever." So he had to go to the extreme to get him to go along with that.
But how funny is that, that you get aliens in South Africa and you're like, can you read? No.
Like how Z pointed out the most racist thing in the movie.
Oh, I don't know. I just had an eye for that.
My friend, why don't you give me that gun right there? You got, give me the gun. Yeah. Oh my God, this is Compton.
Oh, but Wiccus, after Christopher tells him it takes 3 years, Wiccus just loses it and beats the shit out of him, then hijacks the ship with his son downstairs,
Trying
and
to understand
then.
why he would do some shit like that in the first place. First of all, you don't know if you can fly the goddamn ship. Number two, what were you gonna do when you made it to the spaceship? I mean, you don't know how to fix yourself, so.
I mean, Wiccus is already like he raped an alien. Could he be around a little kid?
He's gonna rape that alien kid, dude.
But I'm gonna say this though, that when the Kubus comes in and starts beating Christopher and the kids down there like saying daddy, that was a very sad scene. I really felt bad
Yo, I
for.
gotta say, that scene where he comes and start beating on Chris, whatever, he was the white version of that African dude in the wheelchair. He was a little more tone. Well, I wouldn't say toned down, just his character or whatever wasn't into the voodoo shit and everything or whatever, but he was pretty. He started off as just a badass, like he was in the background being quiet and shit, but he had this look in his face. But then as he was beating on these aliens, like he had like a resentment towards them or whatever. Like this is his job. Like I'll do this for hunting their ass. I don't do this for nothing else, whatever.
But that was just, I just thought that was so sad, just seeing the kid. I mean, seeing the kid. I mean, who knows how old this kid is, but just saying, my dad, my dad. And you just hear him getting beat the fuck upstairs.
Yeah, exactly. You heard the noise, and then you just see the kid looking up the shaft or whatever, or the door. He's just staring, and then Charlton Copley just takes the ship off, or whatever. And you're like, "Damn, ain't that a bitch?"
And you know, Christopher, you see Christopher's like staring at him, and you can tell he's like upset, because I don't know if it's upset because it's his ship or it's his son. I don't know.
Well, the ship gets shot down as soon as it takes off.
From
Well,
a
he's just
fucking
kind of like,
bazooka.
"Yeah," and he's just kind of like. I was kind of thinking like y'all didn't think this through, like they had missiles on set where in this area or whatever. I mean, damn, whatever. And then you just see this look on Chris' face like 20 years, twenty fucking years, man, just 20 fucking years. All right.
Yeah, I know, you felt his pain.
Yeah, I didn't feel bad for him for the simple fact that like he's like, oh man, now I'm never. I felt bad for him. He's just like 20. Goddamn years, man, for nothing. That's for this white man.
No, but the
White man
Nigerian,
called black people. See,
yeah, Nigerian gang captures Wickus and they ambush MNU convoy
that was
and.
some of my favorite scenes in the movie with this gang or whatever it was. I'm sorry, I couldn't get over just the creepiness of it. They get this voodoo bitch out, and she starts dancing around, shaking and shit. And this dude in the wheelchair just got his hands on his head, and he's just looking at him like pointing, like, "I told you I'd get that. I told you. You stepped into my house and you walked out of here with something that belonged to me." I said, "This dude is crazy."
I know. He was like a mob boss, like Sopranos style.
Yeah, he pretty much was. If I'm telling you right now, if a dude tells you you walked into my house with something that belonged to me, that motherfucker's crazy, okay?
Oh, that guy was such a good actor.
That dude was a good actor, too. For the role
He's
he had to play or whatever, I was like, man, this dude is terrifying me. He is creepy, too. He's one of the best villains I've seen in a while, actually.
just like, play yourself. Okay.
Because he's so calm. It's like. Well, once again, he's in a fucking wheelchair. He doesn't have any weapons on him or anything. Like, what can he do? I know he has his squad of men just willing to do anything for him, but as far as him being so calm, cool, and collected, whatever, and just telling, like, "Hey, man, that shit you got on you, even though you got it, it's mine. So just give it to me, because I'm taking it from you,"
Yeah,
whatever. Just
exactly.
to have that kind of confidence being in a fucking wheelchair is amazing.
Exactly. And so, what is it? Christopher's son activates the mothership, an alien mechanized battle suit saves Wickus and just blows up the
A
gang.
ship that a battleship that the aliens sold for 100 cans of cat food.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? They loved cat food.
Don't know what the hell that was. Whatever,
I
like
mean,
they love cat food.
Wickus was like pretty much licking the can when he got his.
Yeah, exactly. He was enjoying the hell out of that cat food, whatever. But the aliens sold a goddamn high tech robot for 100 cans of cat food.
So, it just proves that the aliens were not smart.
Goddamn stupid if they
But
think
I
that.
thought, when I saw that robot, you know what I thought of? The RoboCop
I was gonna
2.
say RoboCop, but I was gonna think of like Voltron
Or Aliens.
and Gundam.
Aliens.
Aliens too, whatever. I was thinking of animated shit.
Oh. But that's just seeing all those guys just get destroyed.
Especially the dude in the wheelchair when he look when the first dude get blown up by that alien robot or whatever, he goes, "Fuck!" The look on his face, and then he just looks at the robot and the alien just it does like some kind of gravity push wherever his head explodes and he yanks it off from where I was like, "What the fuck, dude?" That was a badass scene or whatever, once again for $30 million.
I know, I just can't believe it. I really cannot believe it cost $30 million for this
Yeah, he's
movie.
lying.
I
Well,
mean,
you know what?
unless these guys must have been like fresh out of fucking special effects school or something. They must have been
That and
cheap.
also, maybe it's cheaper to shoot in South Africa.
Ooh, maybe.
Maybe it don't cost shit down there, so maybe it must be location-wise, whatever. It must be cheap because, you know, just every year, there's always like a set location for films, whatever. Like this year, I believe it's New Orleans. Like almost every goddamn movie has a New Orleans scene in it or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, usually, let's see, like Detroit or Michigan usually was banned until they raised the had a tax hike.
So maybe it's just cheaper to shoot out here or whatever, and they got a big budget deal off for that, off that or whatever. I mean, like one, another thing is the actors, like you said, are fresh out of goddamn acting school. So I mean,
And all the actors, they were nobody.
yeah, exactly. And so we get to the scene here where pretty much Wicket gets in the robot suit, which he suited up like Iron Man. Pretty much gets in his things, whatever. Hey,
Jarvis?
Jarvis. Where are you at, Jarvis? Come
I would have freaking pissed my pants laughing if he said that.
He was like, we're gonna need. I think he said his line from Iron Man 3. He said, we're gonna need backup here, or whatever. And then you see this thing come storming out of the back of that house, that so-called hut, whatever, and shit, whatever. And he looks at me, just like. He's like, Mr. Stark, I don't believe. And then he's like, oh wait, wrong movie.
Yeah, but he destroys them and you guys, and they shoot a rocket at the ship that Chris that the son's in. And
Yeah,
how
and
badass was that scene that he caught the rocket?
that was a pretty badass scene. That scene was actually in the trailer too, if I recall.
That was, I wouldn't have put that in the trailer.
Well, you know what? They had a lot of stuff in the trailer that wasn't in the movie. Like in the trailer, they're interrogating one of the aliens.
Oh, maybe that's special footage on a DVD.
When we get done with the, check the trailer out, whatever. There's a trailer of like the alien being interrogated, whatever, like tied up to a chair in the black room, whatever, and they're like beating on him and shit like that, whatever. So,
I wonder if that was just a teaser.
could have been or whatever. It's been a while since I've seen it. I just remember that trailer or whatever.
Oh,
But
but Christopher gets he promises 3 years he'll return, and he makes his way to the command module. Wickes kills all the troops except the bald guy, who
yeah,
cripple.
all the aliens come out and kill him because I pretty much Wickes is pretty much fully, almost damn near fully turned now, whatever. His eye, that's when the eye, his eyes are just turning yellow and everything, whatever. And all the aliens come out and pretty much tear this dude apart or
They
whatever. They
went
tear him.
right for his head, and you see the one guy bites his head and starts drinking it like it's a freaking cup.
Yeah, I tell you, he's Kool-Aid, man.
I
He
mean,
said, "Give me that strawberry, babe. Give me that chum chum." You know?
seriously, like he's like, I want to know how they freaking did these special effects so I can do it for movies for ILM Pictures. Because that
One thing I
was.
did notice, they zoomed out a little bit, so it may, I don't know if that's part of the
Yeah,
camera
they
angle or something.
did.
So you couldn't see it close up, whatever. So they had to use something cheap in it. So that's why they were zooming out of it, or whatever. Which is a good film technique, whatever. If you have something cheap and you know it looks kind of bad close up, whatever, zoom that shit out, whatever, and it still holds the same effect as it did as in this film. Because when I saw it, I said, "Oh my God, they ripped off his body limbs."
They did.
And all you see is blood squirting out of everything. And they, like you said, they drank it like it was a sippy cup. They had a
And
straw in the bitch.
it was funny. He was just like he had the gun pointing to him, and he's talking with him. And all of a sudden, the aliens come out. He's just looking around. And he starts get back palms, and he starts shooting like some. And all of a sudden, they just freaking ransacked him.
And then I guess it pretty much ends with back to the Wickets looking up in the sky or whatever. And everybody's giving that interview of like, well, we don't know what happened to Wickets or whatever. Some say governments took him and stuff like that. And then it cuts to a scene where he's folding his wife received something on her doorstep, was like a flower he made for her or whatever. And it establishes that earlier in the movie that he used to make things and stuff like that for her or whatever. And
Yeah.
she found it on her doorstep, whatever, and she thought it was from him, but people thought she was crazy or whatever. And you see it movie ending with him making another flower, and then you could tell it's him because he has the still his shirt on or whatever, and you can see part of it's still an alien. And you're just looking at it, and he looks up at the camera, and then the movie just ends. And I was like, that was a great ending.
Yeah, it kind of left you a cliffhanging could be like 3 years, you know?
Yeah, I was like, so are they gonna move these aliens to that District 10 now,
Well, it
or
says all the aliens. I mean, Wikipedia says it's been the
oh
District
yeah,
9's been demolished, and all the aliens did move there.
it did say that in the movie. They said it in text when the people was.
Because I guess District 10 was farther away from the city.
Yeah, I was farther away. And as soon as this movie ended, I said, "Christopher's gonna come back with his fucking battalion of aliens and shit. They're gonna blow this goddamn."
And Wicca's assistant Fad Fundamischu Malanga.
Yeah, he got arrested.
No, he turned in MNU's illegal for their experiments.
Yeah, he turned in all their work, whatever, because he said, oh, he was like, it was easy to find all the work they've been doing, whatever. But I don't know if you noticed, the whole time he was doing his monologues or whatever through camera, he had an orange jumpsuit on. Because I didn't notice it at first, whatever, until he's actually towards the end of the movie, you see, he's like, oh, that dude got arrested.
He's on work release program.
That dude's in, he's giving this speech somewhere, some facility somewhere.
But when the spaceship left, I was kind of worried. I mean, I thought the residents of South Africa, Johannesburg, I thought they didn't mind them, but they were celebrating when the mothership was leaving.
Yeah, they were happy that because all the people in Johannesburg was like, I don't like he got to this alien ship got to go. They can't stay here. This is a waste of space. The government is spending all this money on them, and they won't even use it on us. I mean, come on now.
I mean, you saw what District 10 looked like. It looked like kind of like a military camp with
It looked like
tents like right next to each other all the
it
way
looked like a
down.
tent with a fence or whatever. It looked like a radiation zone.
Going back to the ending, it was a cool ending. Like I felt bad for Wiccus.
I did too.
He's like he's him and Christopher and his son are pretty only characters that you kind of really give a damn about. The
And they give
wife, you
so much.
don't. The wife, she's not there long enough to really care.
They give so much background because at first you kind of don't like Wiccus. You don't hate him, but you don't like him either because it's just like, oh, he's just a company man doing his job, whatever. He's treating aliens kind of like shit a little
He
bit,
was kind of a
whatever.
moron.
Yeah, he's kind of a moron, whatever. But once you get introduced to him turning into an alien and the whole thing with him and his wife or whatever, you like kind of feel bad for him now. I kind of want him to get back with his wife, you know?
I kind of didn't because she, if you were his wife, you would kind of believe him, not what your dad says. You want to hear his story, right?
Her dad was a.
His dick.
I don't understand. Okay, he lived. I want to see him in the sequel. Okay, they have to make this. I want to see more of that dad and see what is his goddamn problem with his son-in-law.
Yeah, a little backstory.
Yeah, because okay, the father promoted him to this job, and it seemed like he loved this dude. Like he's like, hey, I promoted him, but not because he's my son-in-law, just because he does a great job around or whatever and stuff. And then the whole alien thing comes out. It's just kind of like, you ain't nothing to me. You're just
Yeah,
a science
exactly.
experiment waiting. So I was like, damn, what pissed him off now?
Yeah, I mean that was kind of fucked up that the how the dad treated him.
No, but
Like
I agree with you though. Like the whole thing of her seeing, by the way, the badly photoshopped picture of him fucking an alien, whatever. I can't believe she believed that or whatever. It's like, come on now, the alien don't even have a hole on it. I mean, granted, I'd be looking for one. Come on now.
and they're all supposedly all male.
So I mean, shit, you can't tell which one's a female or male or whatever, and they all. So I mean, I'm not saying that I'm looking for the hole or anything,
But I guess MNU, I mean, I'm kind of maybe overthinking this. Maybe they're kind of like Umbrella for Resident Evil, how powerful
No,
they
you
are.
see that too, because with Resident Evil, it's more of like it's a video game comic book type style or whatever. With this is more realistic, so
This was a
that.
graphic novel, wasn't it?
I heard of that, whatever, but I don't know if that came before the movie or after. Because
Well, it was
they always
adapted
do that shit.
screenplay, so it was on a adapted of something.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah. Then so I guess like with the more realistic tone, whatever, you could say like MNU is the realistic version of Umbrella instead of being like a comic book type video game, really. So yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think that's overthinking it.
No, because I was thinking, because if they did this to one guy, what do you think they can do to a lot of stuff? They pretty much turned a whole city against one guy in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, in 5 minutes, literally. They had that photo already ready to put on TV.
Maybe the dad had a little secret.
It's funny. It's like these guys are nothing but military heads. They shoot first. They don't ask questions or whatever. And yet they had a computer guy ready to Photoshop some shit
Be
together.
like, put Wiccus riding an alien cow, with his arm raising.
Smiling his ass off, like he's like, "Woo,
He looks like he's
yeah!"
riding a freaking Bronco.
Those like electronic bulls and shit, whatever. He like he was riding one of those.
That's what you mean. Like every picture, Watch it.
gonna do that in every photo now. And I'm
I'm
just sitting here smiling and shit.
going to see a picture of you behind like Scarlett Johansson riding like riding bucking Bronco.
Photoshopping
Oh, so what's your rating? Oh, dare I
Oh
even
man,
ask?
you know what? I love this film. I own it, Blu-ray. I own it on Blu-ray and DVD actually. Whatever. Before I had my Blu-ray player, I had it on DVD. I got it as soon as it came out and got it on Blu-ray. Whatever. I love the movie. I love the effects, and the effects are amazing. The villains, all of them, or whatever.
Which one was more creepy, the Nigerian or the dad?
I want to say the Nigerian, but the dad almost just trying to figure out, because since we don't know anything about him, just he's creep, he's kind of creepier than,
He is.
if you were a Charlton Copley character in here and you saw what he was doing to you, whatever, and you ran into these African dudes, I would find him more creepy because I'd be like, man, I've known this dude. How long have I been married or whatever? And he just tried to open me up and make me a science experiment.
Yeah.
He didn't help me at all. He goes to my wife and tell her lies and shit. He gets on TV and tells lies more. I was like, man, ain't this a bitch? What did I do to him?
Yeah. But yeah, I'm gonna see it on this one because this is definitely you have to own this movie because it's so awesome. I
Yeah.
mean, like I said earlier that I just bought it out of the blue. The reviews have been like perfect on this movie. I think Rotten Tomatoes, I think it's almost like a 9 or an 8 or 98% or something.
Yeah, I think it's 96, 98, one of those, whatever, and
Yeah.
which it deserves it too, whatever. I mean, people walked out of this movie loving it. It's a cult hit now, whatever. Cult class, like I said, people are petitioning for a sequel on the second one or whatever. I mean,
It should have been 3 years.
yeah, it should.
They should have done it 3 years to go with what Christopher said, the Wiccas.
I'm almost curious to see what they would do with the sequel, and hoping that it doesn't turn into something like Independence Day, where it's just an alien invasion. Because more of this movie wasn't so much about an alien invasion or anything, it was more about the drama in it.
About him getting help.
Yeah, him getting help and how they're cheating Christopher and all that, whatever. This was the first movie where I felt bad for the aliens.
I would say that's a good point. I actually did feel bad because they were treated pretty much like scum.
Yeah, especially in the scene where they break into MNU and Chris sees one of them, like his skin is peeled off, whatever, and he's like just blood all over and everything, and like they're shooting at Chris and them or whatever, and yet he's just standing there in trance, like, what are you doing to my people?
I know. I mean, this is like the first, like next to ET, this is the first one you actually feel for the aliens.
Yeah, they make ET look like shit.
They did.
Him and that little blowing piece of shit finger, but.
I mean, the movie's actually fast paced. I mean, it's not that long,
No, it's
but.
not. It's like you said, it's fast paced. It hits points right away, whatever. You get background details and stories and stuff like that on the main character and all that. Everything you need to know is wrapped up so. This movie is wrapped up real good. I don't know how it does that real quick.
I think the pacing was perfect.
This is probably, yeah.
They
Sean.
didn't overdo dramatic things. They didn't overdo action. Everything was paced perfectly.
I gotta say, even with I think you might have stated two problems you might have had, and I had one of the problems, well, not even a problem, but flaws or whatever. It doesn't bother you in the film and take you out of it.
No, it doesn't. You were pretty much hooked 5 minutes into the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Take
You
away.
can
I mean,
you
it's got to be right when Wickus gets picked for him. You kind of really want to know. I'm not. Who cares about the interviews and stuff? That's just story. That's just background detail. That's all it is for the first
Now that
five
you've seen
minutes.
the movie, you do want to find out about that stuff now because you're involved in his world and his story now.
I know. You want to know why did they pick Johannesburg? I mean, that's a lot of unanswered questions they can do in the sequel.
Oh my God, there's so much they can do with the sequel, especially with the dad seeing how he lived.
Yeah, and what you want to know more about the wife? Did Wiccus finally change back? I mean, is he the same person changing back? Because 3 years is a long time,
That is a
especially as an
long time.
alien.
I don't understand why he was complaining. I was like, I would have just went with the aliens, dude. I
I
mean,
mean, could you imagine him turning back and he's all fine and the wife's remarried?
I know,
I
right?
mean, that's just. And then all of a sudden he pulls out a sound wave and blows her up, you know?
You fucking bitch!
Then he eats her. Like, I will become you.
What would be better is he goes to space with Chris or whatever, and he finds an alien lover out there.
Oh,
That picture comes to real life. That picture comes. He goes to the news media and he's like, I didn't fuck that alien at first, whatever. But this one I did. See his pictures. Look, like.
It's in
Yeah,
his
my.
wallet.
Yeah, he's got like kids and shit. He flips out of
Oh my God, this movie, I mean, I cannot wait to see Neil Blomkamp's next movie. I really can't, because he's not directing much. This is, I believe,
No,
his second movie.
yeah, this is gonna be his second movie or whatever. He's probably done like two shorts before or whatever.
No,
Nothing
this
hit
is,
mainstream. This.
yeah, District 9 was his first official, full feature direct.
And I want to say Charlton Copley, that was his first movie too.
And I believe he got picked for A-Team just based off this.
Yeah, he did or whatever. And I ever since I saw that and I saw 18 or whatever, I was like, I want to see more of this guy's work. I'm invested in the director and the actor or whatever. And whenever they work together, it's gonna be freaking brilliant for me.
And I want to see more of Kubus Venture, who's played by David James. I want to see more of him, because he was fucking badass.
Yeah, I want to see that movie with him teamed up with that guy from Avatar, seriously. But
I
I
know.
can see it too.
Yeah, but do you go with my point that this movie is kind of like Avatar?
Oh yeah, definitely or whatever. They have elements of everything or whatever.
I
I mean,
mean,
just having the aliens in Johannesburg land there or whatever, that is the best thing that they could have did with an alien movie besides putting it in New York, LA, Chicago or anything like that or whatever, because we not only got background story about the aliens, we got background stories on the natives of the land and everything.
Even though they were fucked up, but
Hey, even though they were fucked up, it added a lot to the story, just being like, either you was grossed out, creeped out, or you was just like terrified of them.
it was, 'cause the gang, they were minor details of the movie, but they were strong details of the movie.
Oh, that's a perfect example, because they just, like I said, the guy in the wheelchair just staring scared the shit out of me.
And them saying straight up, "Don't look him in the eye."
Yeah, don't look him in the eye. And I'm sorry, that's one of my favorite lines of him just saying, like, you walked into my house and you walked out of here with something that belonged to me. Now I'm taking it from you. I was like, oh my God.
That was, I mean, that was probably the line of the movie.
Yeah, it was a great script written and everything or whatever. But,
Yeah, Blomkamp wrote it with some girl who I'm gonna look up what she's done. Her name's Terry Tatchell. Yeah, she hasn't done anything that I know of.
I've never heard of, like I said, once again, I've never heard of anybody in this movie besides the black guy who's playing the president.
Here's a question for you. If Peter Jackson was not attached to this, would this have been a success?
I think so.
You think
Oh,
so?
you know what? No. If it was a success, oh, I thought you would have been like a good movie, but success, I don't think so. No.
No, I don't think so either, because this is how studios do. They're like what I said in my reviews on my Facebook page, that like Red Dawn got released after Thor and Hunger Games. And that kind of tr they're trying to build up the pot, because those Hemsworth and the other guy's name were stars at the time. This came out right after Lord of the Rings, and Peter Jackson just won, what, Best Picture for Return of the
Lord of the
King.
Rings was being nominated for a lot of shit, and people were still losing their shit for Lord of the
I
Rings at
think
the
it
time.
swept the last one. I think it swept every category that it was nominated for. So they just took it. I mean, Peter Jackson actually does pick his shit good.
I am curious now to see the trailer again or whatever, just to see if they marketed his name in it.
They had to. They really had to.
So I don't really remember too much of seeing any like text of saying like directed by or producing and everything like that or whatever. So I'm curious now to see how that marketing worked out, because I do agree with you. I don't think if Peter Jackson's name was attached to it, I don't think people would have saw this at all, whatever. I was under the impression that nobody saw it for a while actually, until like I looked it up a year ago actually.
'Cause you said you saw it in the theaters, right?
Yeah.
Was it packed?
Oh no, it was an empty theater, dude.
Yeah, was it like right when it came out?
Yeah, it was like the same weekend too.
'Cause I think this had to been a word of mouth movie. It had
Yeah,
to have been.
that's what I said too. I heard like the theater started getting crowded because once people started giving like, oh, like this is great alien films or whatever. And, you can never get enough of aliens. Aliens is almost enough as zombies or whatever. Like,
Yeah.
they're just fun to go with or whatever as far as being in movies or whatever. And when you saw the trailer, it's like, ah, it looks cheap, low budget or whatever. But like you said, the word of mouth came out on it, and people just cringing to see it.
I mean, even though these were not no-name actors like Copley and David James, they were damn good.
They were perfect. I mean, I think the reason why too is people was probably predicting that it's gonna be just a stupid a action Asian I was gonna say action Asian flick.
Well, it's
A stupid action alien flick.
it's considered a horror movie too for some freaking reason.
Yeah, that black dude was scary in that wheelchair and shit.
Well, I
I
think any alien movie is considered a horror movie.
Yeah. Sci-fi horror, pretty much.
'Cause I think they classify horror as something that will never happen.
But
But
yeah.
District 9, I mean, this is, you have to see this movie at least once to enjoy it. 'Cause it's just, the direction is perfect, the acting is great, the cinematography, oh my God, he had some great shots in this movie.
Everything was beautiful in it, dude. There's, I'm seriously, I don't. This is a definition of a perfect film.
I mean, I'm gonna look what won Best Picture back in 2010, 'cause I'm very curious why this, how this not win. It was King's Speech beat it. Wait, nope. Am I wrong? No, Hurt Locker beat it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think Hurt Locker came out of the year for two.
Yeah, Hurt
Yeah.
Locker and Avatar came out the same time. You know, James Cameron ripped off District 9, you know.
Yeah, because Avatar came out in December, I believe, of that year.
Yeah, so that was like, I mean, it was Blindside, Inglourious Basterds, Precious, Up. You know, that was a tough year, but District 9, I mean, is it better than Hurt Locker?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think all those movies you just named to me, it was better than.
I like Hurt Locker, though.
I like it too, whatever, but I think this movie was just better than all those you just named or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
I think
think
it's more
people.
impressive. I think it's more impressive than all the films, whatever, because of what little they had, what they done with it.
Good point. That's a very good point. Yeah, I think it just didn't take seriously due to the fact that it was no names.
That is good reason, and plus, because it had that sci-fi alien thing attached to it, whatever. I
Yeah, and
mean,
that usually never wins.
yeah, and I know you're probably saying that like, oh, but Avatar did whatever, but it has James Cameron's name attached to
Yeah, Avatar didn't win.
So James Cameron name could be attached to the fucking shit, and they'll be like nominated.
Exactly. I mean, this is what, this is the only the second year that's when, no, that was the first year they went down up to 10. And if it was at normal 5, I don't know if it would have been nominated. I really don't.
No, I don't think so. I
'Cause it would
don't
have
think so at
been
all.
Hurt Locker, Avatar, Blindside, Bastards, and probably Up or Precious. I mean, thank God they went 10, because this movie, I guarantee you people saw this movie after it was nominated, because it always happens.
I'm really waiting for a sequel to this movie. That's all I can say.
Well,
Whatever.
I just saw that Copley did say back in 2010 that its a follow-up is very likely.
Yeah, and even the director, he's saying that, like, he's saying there's so many stories I want to take from that first District 9 and turn it into, he's like, I can go anywhere with this movie or whatever. And I was just like, well, then fucking confirm that you're gonna make it.
I know.
I'm fucking with us now, because
I
every
mean,
time he's in an interview, that's all people ask him now. This whole thing about Elysium, he's getting interviewed correctly or whatever, but every interview they keep asking him, so will there be a sequel to District 9?
well, that's the same thing with Cameron. It's always going to be about Avatar now.
Yeah, that is true. And he's like, I'm confirming it. I'm making that money, baby.
I mean, Cameron's making, he said he can make how many avatars he wants. He doesn't give a shit. Because it's his vision, it's his world. It's his psychotic world.
And I think with more sequels to Avatar would get drained out quicker than District 9 would.
Yes, because there's not, you can do more for District 9 than you can with Avatar.
Yeah, I think the what took an Avatar by look is also the special effects in it or whatever. And by a third movie, I think that could probably get watered down a little bit. You'd probably have to add
Fast and the
more.
Furious formula.
Yeah, exactly, whatever.
That
The more that movie,
kind of
the
hard to
longer.
do the same thing over and over
Yeah,
again.
that longer the franchise go and you're not adding much to the story and I'm just seeing pretty things now, whatever, it can kind of go like, okay, what is the point of this? With District 9, there's a lot of questions too, whatever, that could turn into a full length, a feature film or whatever.
Yeah, there is. I mean, Avatar, you've seen what can happen in the first one. You've seen, you can see, you know what happens.
Yeah.
And District 9, there's so, like you said, so many unanswered questions. And that's the beauty of this movie, that you want to know more about it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I said, there's a cult following.
It is. I mean,
Well,
this, I mean, is I this is cons I think this is considered indie film based on how much it made or how much it cost. So this might be one of the best indie films.
Yeah, I would agree with that completely or whatever. So, both give a C or whatever. So, and that was the first episode of Throwback Tuesday.
That was a great show, man.
Man, that was a lot of talk on District 9. I love that or whatever, but I am your host, a phenomenal one.
This is Z.
And we will catch you guys next week for, well, if we are here next week.
It will be Gamer with Gerard Butler. Don't give it away.
Fucking love that movie, you know?
I, you know what? It's funny because the reason I put it on the list is because, you know, everyone says it's a bad movie, but I actually watched that a couple weeks ago for some fucking reason. I don't know why, because I was like, oh, I haven't watched this in forever. I'll watch it. You know, I'm like, okay, I'll watch it.
Always hear references to it, so I always, you know.
What? What
Oh, yeah.
references?
There's one podcast I don't even listen to where they always say, like, Gamer with Gerard Butler, where he got his name from Gamer. I'm like, oh my God. They're actually referencing that movie.
That's a horrible podcast
It
if they're
Hey, guess what it's called? It's called Movies Worlds Not Play.
I what's that? I didn't catch that. What's this that? Well, this I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. We'll be back next week for Gamer.
Yes, and I'm signing out.
All right, later.
Laters.